We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
This is Keeping the Faith, a weekly discussion about issues of faith, spirituality, religion, and ethics. Now here's your host, Steve Shoemaker.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Keeping the Faith. My name is Don Nolan. I'm sitting in for Steve this afternoon. And our topic is the Avicenna Community Health Center. Did I get that right? Avicenna Community Health Center. Yes. And this is a very interesting and welcome service that we have in Champaign County. And we have with us a board member, Dr. Irfan Ahmad. Board member, right? Are you president, current
yes.
president of the board
yes.
of the Avicenna Community Health Center? And we also have Dr. Shaheem Sadiq, who is the medical director. Welcome.
Thank you.
And we also have with us Mustafa Haider, who is a third-year medical student at the U of I. Is that right?
That's correct.
And we're going to talk about the mission and services of the Avicenna Health Center today. If you would like to call in to ask a question or make a comment to one of our three guests, you can call 333-9455. You can also call 1-800-222-9455. But Dr. Ahmad, you have been involved in this from the beginning. I think you were on the ground floor. I heard you give a presentation about this recently. The Avicenna Community Healthcare Center is, from everything that I have heard and from other people as well, from you, is a very interesting and exciting service in the community. Why don't you give us a little bit of background on what it is and how it got started and what the mission is?
Sure. Thank you, Don, for having us. It's a great pleasure. And I would like to also acknowledge Steve Shoemaker for having facilitated this discussion and having us to come on the radio to talk about this. What this initiative is coming out of the local Muslim community as part of the outreach effort we had been discussing about such an activity for a long time, and just got that momentum going since last year. And some of this activity was also expedited because of the current issues we are facing in the healthcare debate. And so to build that core base that we wanted to build of healthcare physicians, we went through the local Islamic center and talked to a number of physicians.
It's in central Illinois.
Yes, exactly. That's the Central Illinois Mosque and Islamic Center. And so this took us a year to get all our ducks, so to speak, lined up and also to do the necessary paperwork to start the clinic. So Avicenna Community Health Center was born formally last year, and it started operations at first at the local Islamic center after the Friday prayers, where there were health screening offered. Primary goal of the Avicenna Community Health Center, the mission is to provide health care, both preventive and curative health care for the uninsured residents of Champaign County.
Mm-hmm.
And so to...
That's anyone that comes in.
That's basically anyone who does not have insurance is welcome to be seen at the Avicenna Community Health Center.
Mm-hmm.
And then we do focus on the preventive healthcare component and participating in education and outreach activities. And Dr. Sadiq can dwell a little more on the specific medical conditions that we are seeing or we are focusing on currently.
Mm-hmm. Now, as I understand it, you are working with another healthcare provider in this town, and I believe they're located, if I'm not mistaken, at the same place you are, 507 South 2nd Street. Is that right?
Yes, exactly. So all of this was brought about through participation of a number of local entities, including our current host, who have been very gracious with us, the Champaign County Christian Health Center, and also with the encouragement and support provided by the Hope Community Health Center. And all three of them, all three of us are in the same building, as you rightly pointed out. And what we are coming across as what we say as 317. So three clinics, one location, 7 days of healthcare. And so we are operating over the weekend. And so the Christian Health Center has provided us space, and we are using that over the weekend. And just before coming on air, we actually were at the clinic with our physicians and our...
Yeah, you were working today.
We were working today. And we, it's a pleasure to be doing our part in the community, and we see this as both a challenge and as an opportunity for us to contribute to the community that we have been living in for so long, and to be able to address issues, contemporary issues such as the insurance and healthcare issues related to the uninsured residents of Champaign County. We see this initiative as a interfaith academia community partnership.
Now, could you talk a little bit about what the need is out there? We've seen in the national news so many communities with uninsured patients showing up needing just about everything that you can imagine under the sun at various free services around the country. Here in Champaign County, what was there about the need that convinced you that this was necessary?
So we did go about going in a methodical way in terms of assessing the need both within the local Muslim community and the general community, and then having discussed with a number of other existing clinics, and including also the advocacy groups in the healthcare business. So what the numbers that we have looked at are talking about 19,000 uninsured residents in Champaign County.
19,000. Are these adults or children?
Yeah, these are including both.
Both.
But with the caveat that the numbers have been rising steadily. And then if you were to combine those with the underinsured, the number is somewhere between 54,000 to 74,000. Mm-hmm. And so, again, those are the measured guesstimates, but coming from various sources. But even if they are half true, I mean, the need is there. And most of these the folks that we have seen, and Dr. Sadiq would comment on it, they had not seen a physician for a number of years or a number of months at least. And so that in itself is basically what we are doing is what we call it a patient-physician partnership, empowering folks to take care, take charge of their health care.
That's the preventive.
That's the preventive medicine.
Part. So you do a good deal of educational work.
There is educational part, and there is that's why we have a nutritionist on staff, and we have an exercise consultant on staff, and who are fairly engaged in this combination of healthcare providers that we have to work as the holistic part. So we not only talk about the medical issues, but also the social issues. Comprising of an individual's needs and so on and so forth, including their economic situation, their job situation. We may not have answers to all of those questions that they may have, but at least we are willing to lend an ear to it and try to facilitate and refer them or direct them to other sources in the community. And we went in there not to duplicate effort, but to find a niche. And that's where we are complementing services both offered by the Champaign Christian Health Center, the Hope Community Health Center, and the Francis Nelson Community Health Center, which is an FQHC.
Dr. Sadiq, you are the medical director of Avicenna Community Health. How long have you been there from the beginning?
Well, officially as the director since January 23rd.
Since January.
But the background information and getting all the, we've been doing it for past over a year now, trying to work on it. And before that, I mean, Dr. Irfan has been, it's been his dream, so he's been working on it for much longer time than I have.
I wish I had as much energy as Dr. Ahmad. He's got plenty bottled up. Now, you reside in Decatur or here?
No, I live in Champaign.
You live in Champaign.
I live here in Champaign.
And so you commute to Decatur for
That's
your
right. I commute back
other
and forth.
Career. Now, there are 19,000 uninsured individuals in Champaign County. When you opened your doors, what was it like? Were you what were you expecting? Was the demand evident early on, or did it build, or what's it like now?
Well, surprisingly, we've had a very, very momentous increase. I didn't expect it to dramatically increase so much in such a short span of time. That's what I was talking to Dr. Irfan earlier. When we started, you know, we said, okay, let's keep it a weekend, Saturday and Sunday. But again, we said, okay, because this is a gradual process, let's start off with Sunday. But now within 2 months' time, it has gone up from, let's say, three or four patients to begin with. And today we had like 15. And there were two walk-in additional patients. So the momentum is really, it's going up the spiral. And I was even telling him that we may have to expand our time one more hour on Sundays. And if it gets busier, we may even have to work on Saturdays. So we are definitely making progress in a very, very positive way, which is great.
Is that just Avicenna, or what is? Do you have any idea what the demand is for the three clinics?
So the two other clinics, of course, the Christian clinic is open during the evenings.
Champaign County Christian Health Center, and Hope Community.
Yeah. So and the Hope is open during the weekdays, a few days a week, and so what I am told that they. I mean, they are seeing about 20 to 25 patients per clinic day, around that number. And we are also seeing about 18 to 17 to 20 per weekend.
So I take it that you expect the demand to continue to increase? Have you planned for that?
Yes. I mean, the demand. I mean, this is, I mean, and the situation has been compounded because of the job losses. And so a lot of people actually who may have had insurance have lost insurance. And so that has also increased the number of the uninsured in the community. And we, although we would like for us to have, in a sort of a way, have everyone healthy, but have insurance. But the sad fact is that there are people who do not fall in the safety net, and but we want to be there, and we would like for them to approach both both the Avicenna Community Health Center or any of the other two clinics that are available for their medical needs.
Before we go any further, let me just remind our audience, this is Keeping the Faith, and we are talking today about the Avicenna Community Health Center, which is about a year old?
Yes. I mean, if you say formal launch, I mean, so we started, we had our first meeting of the physicians and the organizing and the founding members at the University of Illinois Research Park at the Enterprise Works. And since then, we continued the momentum. And so I would say yes, and the paperwork was filed during the summer and has been filed for both as a tax-exempt status for 501c3 with the IRS and is pending while it has been incorporated in the state of Illinois in for last fall. And we opened the door for the general community in January.
And you've just been listening to Dr. Irfan Ahmad, who is the president of the board of the Avicenna Community Health Center. And we have with us also Dr. Shaheem Sadiq, who is the medical director of the center, and Mustafa Haider, who is a third-year medical student. I take it today you were doing some work over there?
Yeah, we were busy today.
Yes?
It's it's a little more busy than usual just because it's spring break, and so a lot of our volunteers are also made up of undergraduate students. And as you may know, it's the start of spring break, and so a lot of them went home, so we had to cover or play multiple roles.
Let me follow up on that. I just want to remind our audience that this is a call-in show, and if you'd like to find out more about the Avicenna Community Health Center and its reason for being and its mission and the services it offers, you can call in this afternoon at 333-9455. We also have an 800 number, 1-800-222-9455. Mustafa, you're a third-year medical student in the program at the University of Illinois, and you have spent a great deal of time, I take it, in Washington. This is a very interesting day, given what I just found out about you earlier. You work with as an intern for Senator Ted Kennedy before his passing, and we also are all waiting, many of us who are interested in healthcare issues, to see what's going to happen with the vote in the House of Representatives today. Tell us a little bit about your interest in Avicenna and how you got involved.
Well, I got involved, you know, as a part of the Muslim community here in Champaign-Urbana through the mosque initially. Mm-hmm. My interest in it is, you know, in part has to do with my interest in medicine, which is to help people reach better health outcomes. Mm-hmm. I think as a community and as a society, you know, we're all better off when everyone's healthy. When it comes to health care, you know, if we can prevent disease before it happens, you know, we cut down on healthcare costs. We cut down on everyone's problems when it comes to healthcare. We can cut those off at the start instead of waiting until they build up and they need critical care or tertiary care.
Right. We do have a couple of callers. A caller on line one. Hello, you're on Keeping the Faith. Question or comment?
Hi. This is all great, but what happens when these people who come to you who haven't had health care for a very long time and they need specialty care, things that you guys can't handle? What do you do then?
Dr. Siddiq?
Well, that's a great question. I think our focus is mostly on, although we are, you know, there to help as many people as possible, but knowing our limitations, our major focus is on three major health issues which are very common in the society. One is diabetes. Second is hypertension or hypertension-related problems like coronary artery disease. And the third one is obesity. So, as far as these three medical problems are concerned, we are trying to focus as much as possible to address as many issues as possible. In terms of diabetes, we not only are prepared to help the people in trying to minimize their diabetic problems, we have nutritionists on board who can help them with diabetic education, exercise, and other plans. Then we have other people who can help them in periodic planning of how to in terms of diabetic education, how often they should monitor their blood sugars at home, what all diet and lifestyle modifications they should have at home, what all exercises they need to take care of. And then we have a special affiliation with a lab called Quest Diagnostics, who have offered us a huge discount so we can offer a minimum rate of getting these labs taken care of.
I was going to ask you about cost.
Yes, it's they've given us a pretty huge discount. So for diabetic patients who need periodic follow-ups, so this might be helpful for them. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Caller, have a follow-up? Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I'm thinking, what about diagnostic tests that need to be done? Or, again, if they need specialty care. Those people, diabetics, hypertensives, coronary artery disease, are pretty sick if they come to you without health insurance. What do you do about referring them to a specialist?
If it is an acute issue, we are not in the position to help because they may need hospitalization. They may need acute care. For us, we are more like a primary care clinic where, like any regular clinic, we come, and if the patient has acute issues, the doctor says you need to go to the hospital. But as far as the other issues are concerned, we are there to address them. We're there to make sure that their hypertension is stable, their diabetes is minimized, rather than just calling it acute care, we call it acute on chronic care with a lot of preventive medicine too. So.
Sure.
Half of the problem most of the times, unfortunately, is when there's lack of prevention. So if we address the preventive issues, then we can minimize at least their problems. But unfortunately, mm-hmm. if they have acute issues, at that time they need hospitalization or
sure.
certain...
Well, I was actually thinking more of ongoing chronic things. I mean, like what if somebody needs a cardiac stress test?
Or
what if they need an EKG? What do you guys do then? And I mean, most of the people who are coming to you are going to be, are going to have chronic long-term problems.
Yeah, sure.
I'm just curious, what do you do with them?
Yeah, let me add here, this is Irfan. We are taking a multi-step approach, and so we wanted to start off with offering primary care services, as Dr. Sadiq just mentioned.
Uh-huh.
But we do have lined up specialists who have agreed to provide health care at their facilities, including a cardiologist and a nephrologist and a neurologist. And so all of those are on board in terms of being able to see set number of patients on a regular basis from referral from the Avicenna Community Health Center. And again, they all have opted to be part of it from the get-go. And then we do have also endocrinologists and the nephrologists actually be at the clinic on a regular basis. And that, again, is an additional service that not only is being utilized by the those who come to be seen at Avicenna Community Health Center, but are also available to our two collaborating partners, the Christian Community Health Center and the Hope Clinic. And the third option is that we are pursuing collaborative strategies with the local public health and the large area clinics to have these referrals where we would be able to refer patients for radiological evaluation, as you very rightly alluded to, and those are definitely issues on the table. But I would like to remind you that, I mean, what we are saying is that we may not be able to address all issues, but we are there to facilitate and help with any issues that come about or direct or redirect the patients for further evaluation. And
sure,
we are going... And we are also have an eye care, an ophthalmologist also on board, and we would eventually be having dental services, and we are complementing those with the Christian Health Center. So we would be referring patients for dental health care and for mental health to the Christian Health Center right now, and then adding as the resources are built up and that the pool is much more organized as we go forward.
Great. What about cost for these specialists that you're going to be referring people to?
Okay, so yes. I mean, so as we said, I mean, this is totally a volunteer operation. So major funding or contributions came about by the founding members of the organization and the founding physicians, and then among the local Muslim community having contributed toward the start of the clinic. And then these specialists themselves have offered to help the physicians or see patients at their clinics for free. So, of course, I mean, but there would be a certain number. There's a cap for everything, and so there's going to be a cap for per week basis how many patients we can refer to these physicians or the specialists.
Well, thank you.
Sure.
Thank you.
What happens when you reach your cap? I'm just seeing this flood of sick patients without medical care coming to you. What happens when you reach your cap? What do you do with them?
Well, I mean, so that's what we're saying. So we are saying that we cannot address all the problems. And what we're saying that we are just complementing existing resources in the community. So we are saying we under-promise and over-deliver rather than over-promise and under-deliver. And so that is our methodology. That's our notion going forward. And we know that we cannot move mountains, but we can move stone little from the way. And if each one of us does that, then we can move a mountain. And it has to be a collaborative togetherness effort, which would be, and that's what we are calling it, an academia, community, business partnership. That means everybody chips in. But we are there with our set of resources, and then others have to chip in, and we do move the framework from there, where patient has a smooth across clinics access to healthcare.
We also have a caller on line two. Hello, you're on Keeping the Faith. Question or comment?
Yes, good afternoon or evening. It sounds like a very exciting clinic, and I have a friend who I would like to refer to it. Can you tell me exactly where is the location and what are the hours and the day?
Dr. Rifani, can you give the address?
So the clinic is at 507 South 2nd Street.
507
South 2nd Street.
Yes. And is that a building?
Yeah, it's a building. It's also used to be called Dental Circle. It's Champaign, Illinois.
Oh, it's the old Dental Circle.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
And it's off Springfield Avenue. And
right.
The number to call for making an appointment is, again, area code 217-418.
Mm-hmm. Let me write that down.
418-5888.
5888.
Yes.
And this is somebody who has high blood pressure and perhaps a cardiac problem. And from what you said, there is a cardiologist who you can refer this patient to?
Potentially, yes. We have not been referring because, as mentioned earlier, since we are in an initial phase of our operation, so we have not started making those referrals to the specialist as yet, but mm-hmm. we have on board. But once that patient visits, and Dr. Sadiq here can comment on the follow-up, and even we saw patients like that today. So, Dr. Sadiq, could you take?
Now, I know that the Dental Circle has three floors, and what floor are you on?
The second floor. And we are sharing the space with the Christian Clinic there. Yeah,
all right. Sorry. Thank you very much. We have a caller on line three. Hello, you're on Keeping the Faith. Question or comment?
Yeah, I have a question. I was very excited to hear that this program was going to be on. And I am a partially retired licensed clinical social worker, and I wondered if there was any need in any of the three clinics for mental health services.
Yes. So, yes, I mean, we, among our the areas that one of that we like to add is social work, or the Christian Clinic, of course, has a social work station, and the patients are able to leverage that. And we do have a mental health care program, which we are foreseeing to start. But right now, we are directing our patients to the Christian Health Center for that. And then we also know that there's a mental health clinic in the community, and so we are right now referring patients there. But yes, in terms of, if you were asking specifically if you would like to volunteer, yes, we have opportunities to for folks who are interested in volunteering.
I would be interested, but I wouldn't want to do it every week. So.
Right, and that's what we're asking. So our physicians, the base model that we have is the physicians would only work 4 to 8 hours per month. And other volunteers, we are asking almost similar kind of commitment, but over a period of time, so that we can continue the momentum without, and at the same time, not burning our volunteer pool. And yes, please send us an email from our website, and that is avicennahealth.org.
Can I call instead? I don't have internet at home.
Okay, yeah. So you can call this number that I said.
The 418-5888.
Or you could call the landline number, which is 3555-1500.
3555-1500. 1500. And what hours is that number staffed?
I mean, it will take a voicemail, and somebody will get back to you.
Leave a message.
Yeah, you could leave a message. And you could do that. If you have an email, I mean, yeah, of course, info@avicennahealth.org.
I have an email, but I don't have service at home, so it's...
No, that's fine.
Not that useful.
Yeah, sure. Please do. We will welcome any contribution. We are saying this is an interfaith effort. It's a community-wide undertaking, and it will take all of us to provide these kind of services
Absolutely.
On a sustained basis.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
While we're at contact numbers, Dr. Sadiq, you want to mention the website as well for people who do wish to communicate via computer?
Yeah, sure. Our website address is www.avicennahealth.org. It's spelled as AVICENNAhealth.org. So you would get all the information about our address, our work hours, our the doctor's pool, the volunteers, nutritionists, pharmacists, all the information. And if you still have questions, please feel free to call on this number, 355-1500, and we'll be more than glad to answer your questions.
Now, you mentioned earlier the line, the best way to move a mountain is to move one pebble at a time. You obviously decided on certain pebbles, these three in your mission. How did you arrive on this focus to meet the need that you anticipated? Why did you go there rather than some other things to move, Dr. Sadiq?
Well, it is a huge mountain, and like Dr. Irfan correctly said, we have to start with small steps, but keeping this intention in mind that, you know, we have to help as many people as possible. So basically, just looking at the statistics and looking at the overall, you know, what the pattern of the medical problems are, we realized that the three major issues that our society, for that matter, America is facing is diabetes is a big factor, hypertension is a big issue, and obesity is. They are three major important issues which are indirectly affecting the health of the society.
Would these be unique to most uninsured citizens?
Well, it has been seen that, you know, even though the about 23.6 million people of United States have diabetes and
insured or uninsured.
Well, this is the general. I'm just talking about the general. And it's I don't know the exact statistics of the uninsured for the USA, but within Illinois, they found out that about 500,000 people are diagnosed with diabetes based on the, you know, the Department of Public Health statistics. Then again, the heart problem, it's considered that it's about 26% of the leading cause of death that was based on the census that was done in 2006. And again, obesity, it's a big factor. Anybody having a BMI greater than 30 is considered obese, while as between 20 to 29, it's actually considered morbid obesity. But between,
translate that for our listeners.
It's basal metabolic index.
Okay.
So, yeah, sorry about that. Again, you know, I mean, if we approach these issues and they are chronic problems, and if we approach them in a timely manner, which will need chronic periodic monitoring, we can help their long-term complications because these are all indirectly interconnected. Like diabetes, if we prevent it, we'll prevent the long-term complications of coronary artery disease, kidney disease, you know, there are other issues. If we take care of obesity, and we are dealing with the adult clinic, but just based on the educational awareness now, you know, I've seen that Obama's wife has started this obesity project in children, which I think is a wonderful idea because they're going to be our future adults.
Right.
And obesity, unfortunately, has been one of the major causes of increased mortality in terms of other medical problems.
Somewhere I read recently, I don't know if you have come across this, Mustafa, that there's some evidence that the life expectancy of the generation coming up, our children coming up, may not be as long as those of the present generation. Have you seen those numbers?
I haven't come across those numbers, to be honest, but
hypertension, obesity, and diabetes are all contributing to this problem.
I can believe that. I think, you know, a lot of those issues have to do with our lifestyle. How we handle stresses in life, how we handle, you know, what types of food we eat, what types of things we drink. I don't know specifically. I don't have any evidence or data to back up what you're suggesting, but I don't think it's that far fetched to believe that. Especially with a lot of the things when it comes to hypertension, you know, hypertension is known as the silent killer because it's something that you don't necessarily see manifestations of. You're not necessarily going to see symptoms of until it's possibly very late in the game. With diabetes and hypertension, things like that, you know, these are all things that are more prevalent in the uninsured only because they're not treated. You know, when it comes to, I think I don't remember the exact number now, but, you know, I have read that hypertension is more common among lower socioeconomic classes than it is among higher.
I was going to say that's probably the case, just intuitively. Right. We have a caller on line one. Hello, you're on Keeping the Faith. Question or comment?
Question. Hi, Steve.
Yes.
How are you? I'm a big fan of your show.
Thank you.
I just had a question for the group. I know that many people, when they come in for healthcare problems, they're sick, but they also have other problems, maybe financial, educational, other things. Are there any plans in the long term to make the community health center comprehensive? So maybe you come in for healthcare, but then you also come in for GED training or financial courses. Is good comment on that?
Dr. Ahmed?
Thanks for the call. Nice question. So, yes, as we mentioned starting off, that we wanted to take a bite which we can chew. And so we are taking a multi-step approach towards issues of the day. And those are very, that's a very valid question and a good comment to have. And we would continue to pursue those options and do these collaborative partnerships with the number of entities in the community, including the Parkland College and the like. And so we have discussions currently going on a number of these issues with number of these partners, but it will take a while for us to get all the issues straightened out and what we call the process flow strategized. And so we right now want to have a particular focus to the patients that are visiting us. And in our informal interviews and the patient satisfaction surveys that have come about, we ask them some of these questions, and we would continue to do a little bit of an informal research on patients' eating habits, lifestyles, and also their economic conditions, because we know that at the same time, this is a challenging opportunity for our healthcare providers. And how would you dispense healthcare or dispense medication when people would not even have resources to pay for $5 or $10 of medication? And so it also gives them this added incentive to think through and then to come up with creative ways of leveraging the resources within the community. But those are very valid issues, and we would continue to talk about it within our collective wisdom and go from there.
Once again, we are keeping the faith. We're talking today about the Avicenna Community Health Center, and we're talking with three representatives from the health center: Dr. Irfan Ahmad, who is the president of the board; Dr. Shadim Sadiq, who is the medical director and a three-year medical student at the U of I, who is interning. Is that right? You're interning at the center?
Volunteering.
Volunteering. Mustafa Haider. We have another 20 minutes left, and if you'd like to call in, you can ask a question of our guests. The number is 333-9455. You can also call 1-800-222-9455. We have kind of skirted around a background issue here. It is fascinating that a Muslim initiative here in this community has teamed up with the work of a couple of Christian-focused, faith-based health centers. In your brochure, you mention from the Quran, "And if anyone saved a life, it would be as if he saved the life of all mankind." Can you talk a little bit, Dr. Ahmad, about the religious or interfaith background that has motivated the creation of Avicenna Community Healthcare Center? Not everyone understands the religious or theological underpinnings of this initiative. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, and as I started off mentioning, this community actually has been blessed with the collaboration between the Muslims and the Christians. And when Muslims were starting their operations here in terms of setting up a mosque and Islamic centers some 30-some years ago, it was some of the churches here offered space for the Muslims to pray and still continue to do so for helping with the some of the activities which cannot be held because of space issues at the local Islamic center. So And so within this, building on the same tradition, actually, so we started exploring possibility of having the Avicenna Community Health Center located at a suitable place where our patients or the demographic that we were trying to reach out to can access it. So one of the place was the Christian Health Center at the Dental Circle. And so in our discussions, it came about that, I mean, yes, we could potentially use their facility in a collaborative manner.
It's very centrally located.
It is very centrally located, and it ended up to be a good decision. It was suggested from some of our pool of original volunteers and then founding members to explore that option, and we wanted to at least try it out. And so we, as I mentioned earlier, we started initially at the local Islamic center to do it after screenings and after the Friday prayers, and then during the fall last year, and then moved out in the Champaign County health-wide operation. And as you alluded to, the Quran specifically says that if you save a person, you save humanity. And that is the motivation for all of us to be brought together. And the other is that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said that if one is not a Muslim who doesn't take care of his neighbor. So it is a no-brainer, but it definitely took us long to get this our act together because of the smaller size of the community and the physician pool that was available to us. So we have conceived of this idea about 10 years ago, actually, but were not really able to implement it until this time. So some of us also were motivated by two or three other successful models of the Muslim health clinics, and there is this third generation of Muslim clinics going on currently in the country. So one of them is the Ummah Clinic in Los Angeles. So it was established in 1996. And so some of us, or myself, we visited that clinic actually last year while we were doing our research. And then also the other clinic is the Muslim Maryland Clinic in Maryland, and then the Muslim Memphis Clinic in Memphis, and the Iman Clinic in Chicago. So all of these we have been in consultation with, and they have all helped us in both in terms of infrastructural support and also to get our paperwork in order and help with that.
Do so those clinics collaborate with other faith-based healthcare?
Those clinics they started off individually at different locations and then have moved on their own, mm-hmm. and they initially either started off in a mosque or have a separate entity now. The Ummah Clinic was in the neighborhood where Danny King and all those riots happened. Right. So it's a very was marginalized area, but now it has turned the whole community around. So that really has moved us into this direction. So, but what I'm saying regarding Islam, of course, it is also true with other monotheistic religions. And so with both with Judaism and Christianity, and so they all have this exhortation to do good. And so this is part of the doing good. Mm-hmm. And moving ourselves from a selfish mode to a selfless mode. What is it that I can do? What is it that we can do to improve the society that we live in? And so they even, and some of us can even can sympathize or empathize with the situation that people are in, because we have gone through these conditions while in different phases of our educational learning and so on and so forth. So we can appreciate that. One of the other things that we bring to the table is what we call the culturally competent care. So again, so our demographics is very wide. And so some of us, having been either born overseas or having been exposed to multiple cultures, do also bring in that understanding to the table. So what do we mean by culturally competent care? That when people are coming to be seen, we would know about their background, we would have an appreciation. And so now then we have also translators, so there was the medical student today even. So she was translating in Spanish for a Spanish-speaking patients. Mm-hmm. And then similarly, there could be somebody Arabic-speaking, and so there was an Arabic-speaking and the translator available to the patients. And so that is, again, we bring that as a strength in terms of the resource base that we bring to the table.
I'm aware that Carl and Pravina are trying to move in that direction of cultural competence. Do you give advice or do you help with in that area with the other hospitals in town?
We are the small fish, so I mean,
have you been asked?
We are also the new kid on the block, so to speak. So we are not in that league, but I mean, of course, if someone wants to seek us out, I mean, individually, the Muslim physicians have been there in this country for so long, and there are hundreds and thousands of them across the country who are providing health care. But collectively, there has been less of a face, and this is that face of the Muslim community towards the rest of America, as we are raising the next generation of Muslim Americans, and we want them to be aware of it, their role, and they get in sync with the contemporary issues, take their faith based on their faith and manifest it in their actions.
I think if the listeners have been listening, you'll see why Dr. Ahmad has received a humanitarian award here in Champaign County. What was it, a year ago?
Yeah, but we don't do this forget these awards.
Yes,
dwell on that.
You deserve it. We have a caller on line one. Hello, you're on Keeping the Faith. Question or comment?
I would just like to say that just because you're referred, even through one of these community health organizations, you're still not golden. You may be referred to the hospitals, which may donate their care, but the doctors certainly do not. I went in for a colonoscopy after 6 years. My mom passed from metastasized colon cancer, and I held off for 6 years because I kept thinking I'd get insurance. It did end up that the hospital donated a care, but the doctor presented me with a $1,500 bill. Never mind the entire colonoscopy procedure has a negotiated rate with an insurance company for $960 total, which includes both hospital and doctor. So you're not golden even if you do get a referral to a physician, to a specialist. You still are on the hook for quite a bit of money, and it's very hard if you don't have much income to try to pay $1,500 doctor bills.
Dr. Siddiq, do you help people out with educating them about the implications of being referred?
So that's a very valid question, and we do feel that, I mean, those are issues on the table. But our specialist pool, of course, I mean, we are going a step at a time. We are not going to be able to solve all the issues. We are going to take the patients that we can really serve. And others, we just have to refer them to other resources, and that is it. I mean, again, when I said from the onset, we would not be able to provide services to everyone who needs it. I mean, this is a very rudimentary grassroots levels the collective action which is coming about, and there would be many more of these initiatives needed in the community to address such a issue which is currently being debated in D.C. I mean, so we are a small fish, but we are trying to play our role. And yes, I mean, those are issues, and we would continue to address or help address those issues.
Mustafa, you say you were working today as a volunteer. What were you doing? Give us an idea of what your time is like at the center.
So the students provide a lot of the, the logistical and manual work within the labor. So, students come in and they organize the clinic. They, help organize which physicians work at which point in time, which weekends. Students are part of, the appointment scheduling.
Mm-hmm.
Students do a lot of the, when it comes to producing the paperwork, like the flyers, things like that. Myself, patients come in, I take them, I do their, I get their basic information, do their vitals, and then pass them on to the physicians who take care of their medical needs. And so, we do a lot of the the groundwork to keep the clinic running along.
We have a caller on line one. Hello, you're on Keeping the Faith. Question or comment?
Just a comment. When a person's concerned about the extra cost of specialist, hospitalization, and what have you, please look into Champaign County Health Care Consortium and Provena and some of the other hospital doctors have an excellent way of seeing that services are rendered and paid for.
Thank you for your comment. I appreciate that.
Yes, we have been in touch with Claudia Lenhoff, who's been leading the effort at the Champaign County Consumer Health and Services, and they have been very important players in facilitating access.
Yes. At Provena Hospital, there is an administrative assistant that does help with applying for and getting the necessary monies.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. So what would Ted Kennedy think of Avicenna?
You know, I think he, I think it's an organization in the tradition of Ted Kennedy in that, you know, his goal, whether, you know, he was fighting for single payer, whether he was fighting for any form of healthcare reform, was access and accessibility for as many people as possible, in fact, for everyone. I think to him, healthcare, you know, it wasn't a privilege, it was a right. I mean, that's right. A fact. And I think that is what we are trying to do. You know, I think non-governmental organizations play a huge role in, you know, in fulfilling a lot of the needs of society, and healthcare is one of them. And I think this organization falls, you know, straight in line with his aspirations and his hopes.
From a Muslim perspective, Dr. Sadiq, Irfan, do you agree that healthcare is a right and not, as some have said, a responsibility?
Well, this point, it's very, you know, it's too early for me to predict what's going on. But the way it is going to come up, it definitely looks like there could be a better outcome for patients in the long run. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, from Islamic point of view, I definitely agree with it because, you know, there are a lot of people who could benefit from it. And then the disparity would definitely go because Islam believes in equality and getting equal share of care in whatever form, and if that be health care, why not?
We just have a few more minutes. If you'd like to call in, we have maybe time for one or two more calls, 333-9455 locally. We also have an 800 number, 1-800-222-9455. We have a caller on line one. You're on Keeping the Faith. Question or comment?
Two short questions. What does the word Avicenna mean, and what does the abbreviation FQAC mean?
Okay, thank you. Should have brought this up earlier. So Avicenna is the Latinized name for Ibn Sina, 10th century scholar, philosopher, physician, and that was our motivation to name this clinic as Avicenna Community Health Center to highlight his contribution to medical science, and also his particular contribution were the monumental book that he wrote on canon of medicine, and also he introduced the evidence-based the methods for the treating patients, and also the contagious diseases and the concept of quarantine, and all of those. It sometimes or somehow get missed now in our current modern day practice, and he's the one who brought it and was until several centuries ago was the founding block for modern medicine. And then you mentioned about FQAC, actually is federally qualified healthcare center, and so those are the designations which the HHS gives to clinics who meet certain
health and human services.
Yeah, health and human services. They meet certain conditions, and so Francis Nelson Health Center here is one of those FQHCs.
We have a caller on line two. Hello, you're on Keeping the Faith. Question or comment?
Thank you. What day are you open, and what hours?
So we are currently open on Sundays from 1 to 4 p.m. And what do we ask all patients to call in on Wednesday evenings from 5:30 to 9:30 and Thursday evenings 5:30 to 9:30 on this number that I will give again, 217-418-5888. And so when you make an appointment, then you will be assigned a slot to see a physician, or you could see a nutritionist or an exercise consultant directly. And then we do have an overflow. If they need me, then we also could potentially see patients on Saturday. For now, we are focusing only on Sundays from 1 to 4.
Thank you. You might also want to go ahead and give the address and the one more time, the internet site.
Yeah. So the address for Avicenna Community Health Center is 507 South 2nd Street. It's on the second floor, Champaign, Illinois. Zip code, of course, is 61820. And the number, the landline number there is 217-355-1500. And those of you who are on the net can also look us up on www.avicennahealth.org. Avicenna Health is one word. Avicenna is spelled like A-V-I-C-E-N-N-A.
Dr. Ahmad, how long have you been in this community?
Oh, gosh. I stopped counting, but I think it's 20-plus years.
Yes. 20 years?
And yeah, so I started off, I mean, came here as a graduate student. And did my and again, you're referring me as doctor, but I don't want our listeners to get confused.
Hair professor.
I am not not a physician, and so sometimes my kids call me a doctor who doesn't do good. So,
but you're a professor in physics.
I have in agricultural engineering and with the Center for Nanoscale Science and Technology as a research scientist. That has been the pathway that it took, and so I do have a full-time job, and luckily so.
Dr. Sadiq, how long have you been in the community?
I graduated from Carl Clinic in 2004. Then I moved out for about a year, but I came back in 2007. So I've been here.
When did you first
then.
Arrive here in this community?
2004.
2004. Okay. And we're going to have you around for the next 20 years, like Dr. Ahmad.
Hopefully.
Yeah. And you plan to go back to Washington and pick up where Ted Kennedy left off, Mustafa?
Maybe. I think there's a lot of work to do. I think that, you know, even in this respect, you know, with healthcare always can be improved. There are always things, there are always things that we can do better. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, that's our goal.
Right. And you were born here in the States?
I was born in Chicago.
And your parents are from?
They are from India.
India. And they came here when?
Early 70s.
Yeah. Do you visit India?
I have never been.
No?
No.
Well, maybe soon after graduation, huh?
No, that's a possibility.
Make some contacts.
Yeah, although I don't think I'll have as much time.
Well, thank you all for coming. We've been talking to Dr. Irfan Ahmad, who is president of the Avicenna Community Health Center, which is opened a year ago. We've also been talking to the medical director, Dr. Sharim Sadiq, who also works in Decatur, and with Mustafa Haider, who is a third-year medical student at the U of I, who's been working as a volunteer at the center. Thank you all very much for coming. It was very interesting.
Thank you.
I think a lot of interest out there from the calls. Thank you
very
much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Keeping the Faith. See you again next week.
You've been listening to Keepin' the Faith, the production of WILL AM 580. The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of the participants.